It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers need to cut $3.3 billion of spending to balance next year's state budget, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
To put things in perspective, that's around half the total money the state spends on K-12 schools each year. Lawmakers will try to spread the cuts across the overall budget, but it's unlikely that any area will be spared from deep reductions. State economists are predicting that income and sales taxes, the state's two biggest sources of discretionary money, could be down for years because of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Ken Buck has introduced a bill to limit unemployment insurance for those who are out of work because of the pandemic. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
The Getting Americans Back to Work Act would cap unemployment insurance benefits to 100% of a person's previous income. Buck says this is necessary because the CARES Act incentivizes unemployed people to stay out of work because they receive more income through benefits rather than their previous jobs. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Workers at the Greeley meatpacking plant, that's been a hotspot of COVID-19 transmission, can get tested. Their employer is offering testing, but not requiring it. CPR health reporter Natalia Navarro has more.
JBS officials say they are screening workers for symptoms every day and providing free drive-through testing near the plant. Colorado Representative Diana DeGette wrote the CDC Tuesday asking for more federal protections for food production workers. She says the plants employ predominantly Black and Latino workers who have not been given adequate protection. 280 JBS workers have tested positive, and 7 have died. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Metro weather turns sunny through the day, highs near 80 around Denver, 70s in Colorado Springs. There's high fire danger in the Springs and in Pueblo and in western Colorado this afternoon. This is CPR.